This week, I interviewed Rhiannon Bishop, a 15-year-old pianist in the San Antonio area. Rhiannon is homeschooled and will be completing high school 2 years early. She studies the piano with Ken Thompson, founder of the Musical Arts Center of San Antonio, or MAXA, and hopes to attend the Eastman School of Music at the University of Rochester in Rochester, New York. We had just been talking before we started recording about you studying with Ken Thompson. Can you talk a little bit about just the different types of techniques that he uses in lessons?
Well, he uses a variety of techniques. His main technique is the Taman technique, and it's kind of hard to explain. It's a rather odd technique. A lot of teachers use the curled finger approach, but Mr. Thompson uses, you know, the straight finger approach, which tends to work a lot better. I used to have the curled finger problem up until I switched with him, and it took a long time to get out of that bad habit, and it just feels bad now, which is good. It's good that it feels bad.
So you had also been talking about your possible college choices. You had mentioned that you really wanted to attend Eastman. What specifically about Eastman attracts you?
What attracts me about it was, you know, they have some of the top professors over there, and a lot of people ask me, well, why not Juilliard? Well, my answer to that is because Juilliard, it's a performing arts school. You have the dance and you have the artwork and the acting and all of that, along with the music. What I like about Eastman, it's just strictly music. You don't get caught up with, you know, the dance and all of that.
You said you're also active in performance competitions. What kinds of competitions and which ones and where are they at?
Well, this past year, as I was saying, I went to the MTNA in Anaheim, California for the duets. And I also did a concerto competition at Baylor.
So do you travel a lot? I suppose since you're homeschooled, you have plenty of time to go to these competitions, right?
Yes, I do. And there's loads of preparation. It's nice that I'm homeschooled because, you know, I get up in the morning, I do my schoolwork, and then about noon or 1 o'clock, I practice my piano.
How long do you spend practicing on a daily basis?
I'm kind of embarrassed to say this because people say that I'm crazy, but I practice up to 8 hours. But on average, probably like 5 or 6. But my record was 8 hours and 15 minutes. It was right before the TMTA convention. I couldn't imagine, you know, life without my piano. I'd be a very depressed individual.
What kind of repertoire do you work on? Like, in the average year, how much repertoire do you cover?
Honestly, not that much because I try to perfect the competition pieces as much as possible. Like, this past year, I did Lowell Lieberman's Gargoyles, the fourth movement, and I paired that along with Sonata in F Major, K332, Movement 2 of the Mozart Sonata. And I also paired it with the Bach Prelude to the English Suite, the one I played yesterday. And I learned Saint-Saëns Concerto No. 2 in G minor. So those are my competition pieces. And this year, I'm doing a rather schizophrenic combination of pieces. I'm doing Le Gibet by Ravel. And I'm pairing that with a rather obscure piece. It's very obscure, actually. It's Sonata No. 3. Opus 54 by Alberto Ginastera. It's only a one-movement sonata, so that's kind of odd. And then I'm pairing that with the third movement of the Mozart sonata. And then I'll be learning the first movement of Rachmaninoff's Second Concerto.
Thank you. That was Rhiannon Bishop, a talented young pianist in the San Antonio area and hopefully a future student at the Eastman School of Music.